We're in Simen Gimel, the halachas of the Beis Akisei, where the Shulchan Aruch told us, first of all, that we don't say Yischabdu Mechubadim, telling the angels to wait. Then we have the halacha of Tznius in the washroom, which was Siv Beis and then Siv Dalid. In Siv Beis, he told us that you do not uncover yourself before you actually have to use the washroom. And in Siv Dalid, he said you do not uncover anything that you don't necessarily have to uncover. In Siv Gimel, he told us what to do if you're having difficulty in the washroom. And then Hey, Vav, and Zayin, we're dealing with the halachas of directions. What you should be facing, and essentially the Shekhinah is in the Maariv. Mizrach, the east, faces the Maariv as well. So everything should really be between north and south rather than between east and west. And Mishnah Berurah added the halacha that when you relieve yourself, it should not be that you are relieving yourself in the direction of the shul, unless there's an additional wall that is separating between the washroom and the shul, the wall of the washroom not being sufficient. That's what we had so far. Now we have another set of halachas with regard to tznius. Number one, in the case of somebody that finds himself without an actual washroom, but he's relieving himself out in a field. So the halacha is that he's got to make sure that it's far enough away for someone not to be able to see him. But, and this is an important halacha that applies to a regular washroom as well, there is no halacha that says that someone else cannot hear you. If you're embarrassed, you're embarrassed. If you're not embarrassed, you're not embarrassed. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I think the importance of this halacha, aside from saying that there's no halacha saying that you have to be worried about someone else hearing you, is the difference between tznius and embarrassment. The halachas of tznius have nothing to do with embarrassment. Busha is something else. The halachas of tznius are to be dignified. If you're dignified, you're dignified. What is considered a lack of dignity is a lack of dignity. In terms of the fact that someone else is aware that you are using the washroom because of the sounds, that is not a lack of dignity. As long as it's behind closed doors. That is not an act that we would say is undignified. It's only normal for a human being to use the washroom. The fact that you're visible is out of place. But in terms of being heard, that is not a lack of dignity. If a person's embarrassed, that's embarrassment. That's not a lack of dignity. It's something totally different. Meaning the halachas of tznius teach us to be more dignified people, not to be more inhibited people. Inhibitions and dignity are not necessarily related in any way whatsoever. So the halacha is that you should not be seen, whereas as far as being heard, that's up to you. Halacha doesn't say anything on the subject. The next halacha is that you should not sit down with too much force. It's considered unhealthy. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, you sit down slowly. The next halacha is the halacha of what to use. In those days, they did not have toilet paper. And therefore, we were being told that you are not supposed to use anything ceramic, as well as you are not to use anything made of dry grass, because anything that's flammable, anything that could burn, there is a chashash that the same way that it could be consumed with fire, so too, kishuf, black magic, can attack the human being by way of it. We do not understand the relationship, but that's the way it worked. The Shulchan Aruch says that today that we do not use we do not use the fields, but we're actually using washrooms or whatever it was that they had, but they were still an enclosed place that was not out in the open. One does not have to worry about being affected by kishuf, and as a result of it, we use paper today. Although based on the Shulchan Aruch, we're out in the fields, it couldn't use paper because kishuf can affect it. The Mishnah Berurah here mentions that one should be careful when leaving the washroom that he did not soil any place that another person can get filthy from. Which means that before you leave a washroom, there's actually a halacha that you're supposed to inspect it to make sure that you did not get anything filthy that could then harm another human being. This, although it's brought down in the halachas of Beis HaKisei, obviously, this would be a simple halacha ben adam lachavero to make sure that you're not being a mazik, that you're not harming another individual. Okay, the next mechaber says that you're supposed to exercise the same tznius at night, meaning in the dark, that you do by day. The issue is not just since it's day, someone could possibly see you. We already saw the halachas of sneis in the washroom are based on the fact that the human being is supposed to develop on his own an appreciation for dignity, even though there's nobody watching. So the same thing applies in the dark, even though you couldn't even see yourself. You're supposed to be as dignified in the dark as you are in the light. Dignity is not measured by what's visible. Dignity is measured by the way you present yourself and the way you behave. Sif Yud Gimel is the halacha that you have to make sure when passing water that you do not get yourself wet. Why is this? The halacha is that if someone is not supposed to get his clothing wet in a way that when leaving the washroom, it'll look as if while passing water he got himself wet, because someone or people may get the impression that he is suffering from some kind of a physical ailment, whereby when passing water he splashes all over himself, which could consider him as somebody who the Torah calls a kushufcha, somebody who has sustained some kind of bodily injury in a way that he cannot pass water regularly. The problem with that is because it's brought down in the poskim that such a person could not have children, and if other people are going to see that he got his clothing wet, then they're going to start asking questions about his children. Who then is the father of his children? So the halakha is that you're supposed to make sure that you do not get your clothing wet. So you're supposed to take whatever precautions are necessary in order not to splash. So this is the group of halachas that we have in today's Amid. There's one other halacha that is mentioned here, and that is which hand to use when cleaning oneself in the washroom. The halacha is that you're not supposed to use your right hand. There are many different reasons that are brought down. Among them, that is the hand that one writes Torah with. That is the hand that one points in the Torah. So instead, one is supposed to use a left hand. However, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that when using the left hand, you should be careful not to use the middle finger of the left hand, because the middle finger is the one that we wrap our tefillin around. And therefore, one would have to use only the other fingers. The Mishnah Berurah or the Shulchan Aruch do not make it clear whether they are referring to someone who is using some kind of, say in our case, toilet paper, in a way that the hands are not going to get soiled, or was he referring to a situation where the hands will get soiled? And the difference will be if you're using toilet paper in a way that your hands are going to remain clean, does this halacha apply or not? It seems that most people do customarily follow the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch even when using toilet paper. So that one does not use his right hand, he uses his left hand except for the middle finger. And then there's a long discussion in the Bir Halacha with various different opinions. How we apply this in the case of somebody who is a lefty, and depending on a lefty for what? Is there a difference between someone who writes with his right hand but does everything else with his left hand, writes with his left hand, does everything else with his right hand? He goes through all the different opinions on the subject, and pretty much there's somebody who says everything. So in the case of a righty, you use your left hand for wiping oneself, with the exception of the middle finger. And in the case of somebody who is not a clear righty or lefty, he's got himself a shayla. So far we've done the first 13 seifim of the halachas of the washroom. Let's go through them again. The first halacha was that we don't tell the angels to wait for us. The second halacha is the halacha of tznius, that you do not uncover yourself before you have to. The third halacha is dealing with one who's having difficulty using the washroom. The fourth halacha is the halacha that you do not uncover what is not necessary to uncover. Then we have the fifth, sixth, and seventh sif, which are dealing with the halachas of the directions. Then the sif ches that we saw, which is the halacha that one is not supposed to see. So if you're out in the field, you're supposed to be far enough so that no one else is going to see you. The halacha is that they're allowed to hear you. Halacha tes was that you should not sit down very quickly. Halacha Yud was the halacha of wiping oneself, where you do not use your right hand, you use your left hand. Halacha Yud Aleph were the materials that we use in wiping ourselves, and there we saw that today, because we're using an indoor washroom, you do not have to worry about kishuf, and therefore we even use paper. Sif Yud Beis, which says that there should be no difference in day and night, in the dark, there are also the halachas of tznias. And Yud Gimel, the halacha of making sure that you do not get your clothes wet when passing water.